A verdict in a Cairo court last week provoked a commotion not only in the courthouse but all across Egypt. An Egyptian tycoon and a former security officer were sentenced to hang for the murder of a Lebanese singer. The verdict surprised a lot of people. It's not that the evidence wasn't sufficient for a conviction. There were tapes of phone conversations, there was a positive DNA test, and video from a security camera. Still, Egyptians were stunned that someone so wealthy and powerful would not get away with murder. From Cairo, Aya Batraoui has more.
The story began 4 years ago when Hisham Talat Mustafa met the popular Lebanese singer Suzanne Tamim. The two began an affair. Journalist Nadia Abulmagd explains that at the time, Mustafa was one of the most powerful men in Egypt.
Many people say that he's number three in the country. After the president and his son, he's a very prominent businessman, one of the richest. Senior member in the National Democratic Party, which is headed by President Mubarak. So he's very well connected politically, financially.
According to the prosecution, the trouble began when Tamim ended the affair and took up with an Iraqi boxer. The prosecution says Mustafa became incensed and paid a former state security officer $2 million to kill Tamim in her luxury apartment in Dubai. The trial lasted 7 months. Last week, the two men were found guilty and were sentenced to death. The mood in the courtroom was chaotic after the verdict was read. Shares in Mustafa's real estate company dropped 18% on the Egyptian stock market. The verdict has dominated the news here, in part because of the sense here that the elite are rarely, if ever, held accountable. In the days after the ruling, there's been debate about whether Mustafa's case signals a change in the way things work in Egypt. But lawyer Taher Abul Nasser says he doesn't think the ruling is a sign of a government push for broader accountability.
Talat Mustafa's case was specific because it was a crime committed outside of Egypt and it had little to do with business. On the contrary, we're moving toward one thing, and that is the protection of businessmen in Egypt, since money plays the biggest role now.
Others are equally pessimistic. Wa'el Nawara is a business writer and a co-founder of Egypt's opposition party, RED. He maintains the government prosecuted Mustafa in large part because of pressure from the United Arab Emirates, where the murder took place.
In a way, it's suicidal for the regime to protect a person like that. So every now and then they are prepared to give us a sacrifice, you know, to a sacrifice to the media, to the people, to say, oh, you know, we're transparent. But everybody knows that this is, you know, one out of 100 people.
The case still needs to be reviewed by Egypt's top Muslim cleric. Mustafa's lawyer says he plans to appeal the verdict. For The World, I'm Aya Al-Batraoui in Cairo.